Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Dreidel, 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 I made it out of clay.
Friends, it's Big Picture the Hour. I'm Doug Steffens. Good day. I'm Jay Kirchner. We have Jen Horn with us again, which we are so excited about. Always love Doug. Will.
Happy Hanukkah.
Happy Hanukkah. Doug will be back tomorrow.
How's he doing? Have you heard from him in Israel?
Yes, we've checked in with him and Uri, and yesterday was Uri's birthday. Doug was telling us earlier in the week how he was touring Uri's museum and Uri Geller, how he was touring his museum, and they tried to check out Doug's intuition and if he had any supernatural ability. There were some boxes that they were unpacking, and they asked Doug to clear his mind and do all of this and see if he can figure out what was in the box. And he did. It was a statue of some sort, and Doug got it right off the bat.
Wow, that's pretty
kind
good,
of impressive.
Actually.
Yeah, we posted that video to Facebook. Good Day Radio Show is the handle if anybody wants to check it out. But yeah, so that was pretty interesting, and of course, Doug saw his very first soccer game, and it happened to be the epic World Cup final. So it's kind of like if that was the first soccer game you've ever watched, and he watched it in Israel with Uri, a whole bunch of soccer fans.
He's going to think it's always like that.
Yeah, and he said that it was just so amazing. So it's kind of like if that was the first one you watched, like they're not all like that. They are great. Soccer is amazing. But that sets a state. Like that's really setting the bar up high.
Yeah, the World Cup, especially that game, which was so exciting and, I don't know, consequential and had so many people thrilled. You may want to think he'll only watch that game though, so maybe he'll just have a good thought about soccer from here on out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, soccer is fantastic. I love it. Have you been playing the lottery, Jen?
Oh no, but I get mad every time I don't win.
I know my husband and I were talking the other day, and we're like, okay, because we always have our bucket list of things if we were to win the lottery, and a big portion of that would go to donations and doing something good for
your friends, like Jen.
School tuitions for people in our families and all of that stuff. But then we also have the, like, a bucket list trip and all of that. And he's like, okay, so we just need to win the lottery. I'm like, we need to remember to play.
Right.
It's just one of the things. And it's
you
not that we're against
playing.
We just
play.
Forget. Yeah, it's like we
Where's
always
your
forget
bucket
to
list
play.
Trip, by the way?
Well, Hawaii, and I shouldn't, well, that's not bucket list trip because I've been there multiple times, and it's just my favorite place on the planet, but a bucket list trip would be to go travel Europe for a month and just go around, because I feel like a European vacation is not a laid-back vacation. That's more
it's
of a
not.
Trip. You know, the whole difference between a vacation and a trip. A trip, you're so active that you need a vacation after your trip, and I feel
yes.
like that's what a European trip would be.
It is. I've done it a couple of times, and you know, you're generally in somewhere new every single night or at least every few nights. You're seeing a million things. Yeah, you're walking a mile, you're walking lots of miles. I remember the very first time I got a Fitbit, you know, before everybody had the Apple Watch and all that. I had a Fitbit and I went to the Czech Republic and it actually like started to vibrate and explode on me. The trip.
Oh,
they're like, okay, lady, you need to like settle down because we kept breaking all these records. There was like fireworks, like all these things because you'd be walking like 30,000 steps a day, 40,000
mm-hmm.
steps a day. It's crazy.
And you don't even realize how much you're walking for a good period of it because there's so much
you're
to
seeing
see.
Stuff. Yeah.
Yes. Oh my goodness. Well, there is a man, a Massachusetts man, who, not Doug, unfortunately, but he won the lottery on playing numbers that it's a combination of anniversary dates, birthdays, all of this. These numbers he's been playing for 20 years.
Wow, good for
Well, he, some kind of intuition told him to not only buy one ticket, but to buy six tickets. And he played six, he bought the six tickets, but he played the same numbers on every single ticket. And it won.
Wait, so he bought a lottery ticket with six. Did he split the money with himself then?
No, it was one of those things where it wasn't the big jackpot. It was
interesting.
So every single ticket
That was, had the numbers won.
Yes,
wow.
Had the numbers, so he won. So with the numbers that he matched, what it was is $25,000 a year for life for the winning ticket. Well, because he matched it with, he matched the first five numbers of this lottery, that's what he gets for every single ticket.
Wow.
So what he did was on five of the tickets, he took the cash out option, which would be $390,000. On his five prizes, the pre-tax total, like when you go all of those together, it was over $1.9 million. That's what he had. And then on the sixth one, he opted to receive the 20 annual payments for $25,000.
Good for him. So mm-hmm. He got a lot of money up front, and he's got some money over the course of his life. So that's pretty good.
Right? And I did not know that this was even a, what's the word I'm looking for? Like something to do where you buy multiple tickets, all of the same number?
What state was he in?
Massachusetts.
Oh, that's right. You said it was Massachusetts. I wonder if that's like their special lottery there. Because what I was thinking is like, you know, if you buy Powerball or the Mega Millions, you pick the numbers and then everybody who has those winning numbers has to split a jackpot.
Yeah.
So how cool is that? Massachusetts coming in strong for this guy.
Exactly. And I didn't realize this. We know about the whole jackpot where if you have to split it. But I guess if you don't win the jackpot but you win the guaranteed money, it doesn't matter how many people win that. Like you don't have to split that part. You still get that full
awesome.
Thing. So that raises the question, depending on what the price of the jackpot or the size of the jackpot would be and how many people win, is it better to not hit all the numbers?
Exactly. Yeah, you might want to hedge your bets that way. At least you get the guaranteed money.
Mm-hmm.
I love this. I always think about, you had me thinking about the lottery with a story this week about the lady at the White Elephant who won the lottery with the lottery ticket gift that she got. And I was like, you know, you always think about how you just don't play. And I know for some people it becomes a problem, so this is not what I'm talking about. But maybe once or twice during the new year it wouldn't be a terrible idea to buy some lottery tickets.
Yeah, especially the scratchers or something. Give those out.
Yeah, don't get degenerate. But, you know, maybe it's a good idea. You got to play.
Yeah. Well, so yesterday we were talking a little bit about the earthquake that happened in Northern California.
Yeah.
We couldn't go too much into detail because it basically had just happened.
Mm-hmm.
But so it was a 6.4 magnitude earthquake up in Northern California. Eureka area.
Where everybody's high. That's like the super, like, weedy area of California.
In Eureka?
Eureka, Chico, Humboldt. That's what they do up there.
Oh, my goodness. I didn't know that. Fun fact.
Yes, always.
Yeah, but it was about 2:30 a.m. local time, and not too many people were hurt. You had mentioned that is also a somewhat not super populated area.
It's not like a big, they don't have a big, big city in there, but two people died, actually.
Oh, they died?
Yeah, and so that would tell me that they, you know, it's in the middle of the night, you're not running to get cover. Who knows what the circumstances were, but there were actually, for the size of the earthquake, and 6.4 is significant, but it wasn't the 6.7 that we lived through, which also saw a couple of people die. Two individuals died, and I think there were like 11 injured, but there were so much road damage. Like the road started to come up. It sort of formed a V because of all the rocking. I guess they had a lot of damage, a lot of gas leaks, and a lot of power outages. And
It was over 70,000 people.
Yeah.
And I'm sure it's just more in counting.
Right. I don't know how much of it they had actually repaired yet. So, this is when they tell you to get prepared for an earthquake, and I'm giving myself advice here because I live in Los Angeles and I need to do this. It's not even necessarily that you're preparing for the damage, which is one element, but you're preparing for the fact that you may not have power. You may not be able to keep your food cold in the refrigerator, so you need canned goods. You might need an alternate source to make sure you have clean drinking water, that you have an ability to have fire so you can warm things up. I mean, these are all things that I don't think we think about. We just think, okay, do we have like a can of chili in a bucket somewhere, you know, and a bottle of water? You need your medications. You need food for your animals just in case. So, these reminders, and I'm talking to myself, the reminders to get prepared are there, and this is one of them. They're still doing water boiling advisories in Northern California, so there's certain areas where they're bringing water in for people if they can't get a hold of it. If not, they have to boil their water as the recovery and cleanup efforts are continuing. So that doesn't sound like California all the time. That sounds a lot like something that we hear at other places.
Mm-hmm.
But, boy, it's sure true.
But that's a good point, because a lot of people think about just the event itself and not so much the afterthought. In Tennessee, with tornadoes, I never knew this before, and we get severe weather. We would get severe weather in Ohio, but I never knew this, that if you knew a tornado was coming, if there was a tornado warning, they would say, fill your bathtub. Fill your bathtub with water, because if something happens with the water and you have the boil effects, but then you can't boil anything because maybe something's wrong with the gas or the electricity or whatnot, you will still have clean water in your bathtub.
Yep. No, that's it's a really good idea, especially when natural disasters are coming. I mean, think about this. As of last night, so right before we all probably went to bed, 68% of the people in Humboldt were still without power. It's huge. It's a huge number. About, as you mentioned, still 70,000 people that don't have the ability to heat and cool. And so it's just, yeah, it's a good idea to think about what you would do if, God forbid, something, whatever the natural disaster is in your area, would happen.
Mm-hmm. And then the unknowing, like how long it's going to last. And then all of those aftershocks, my goodness.
I know. They had a lot of them. But, like, even as we're talking about the Christmas holiday, what are they saying? Like the Arctic freeze, or what are they calling it? Some kind of cyclone is coming to the east and to the south. I mean, now's your warning to get prepared just in case, you know, God forbid you have to deal mm-hmm. with some things that are not fun, but at least get ready while you can, while you've got the warnings.
Oh, absolutely. And turn faucets on to a slow drip so that the pipes don't freeze and burst.
Yep.
All of these things. Hawaii is facing extreme cold. They're having winter storm warnings right after dealing with a volcano erupting.
Crazy. You don't think about that in Hawaii. We're going to have a nice warm Christmas. I hate to brag it, because it has been really cold in California, but I think they're saying it's going to be like 75 on Christmas Day, which does not feel very Christmassy, but I know there are a lot of people across the country that say, don't complain about that.
I was going to say, but that's probably cold for what you guys are normally used to.
Oh, the dumb girls will get their Ugg boots on, and they're, you know, they'll wear their cutoff shorts or their Ugg boots to stay warm.
Oh, my goodness, that's amazing. That's supposed to be about negative. It's something in the negatives for the Browns game on Christmas Eve night, so that's going to be interesting. We have more coming up on Doug Steffen's Good Day. Doug is still out, but I'm Jay Kirshner. She's Jen Horn.
Paid for by government.com. The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation. And now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan Silver Dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full-pound bag of Morgan Silver Dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-1745. That's 1-800-473-1745.
And now a small business setback, delivered by a kind French stranger.
Monsieur, there was an accident. The windshield of your catering van is, how do you say, kaput? Bon, Progressive has an extensive network of repair shops. Now, we think about the old days. Brave marin, revient de guerre.
When things go wrong with your small business, it's comforting to know you have Progressive Commercial. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
Croissance for everyone! Bravo.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions. And now a small business setback is assessed by a beloved family pediatrician.
Oh, hey, Tiger. Big Scary Tree Branch gave your work truck a boo-boo? Yeah. Wow. See this thing on my phone here? It's the Progressive mobile app. Just push that little button there and report your claim. Attaboy.
When owning a small business gets painful, Progressive Commercial is here to make it all better. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
What's this? Candy drawer? Who wants a lollipop?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions. Total claims not available in all states or situations.
You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I am telling you.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
She's Jen Horn. Doug will be back tomorrow, so that's exciting stuff. And we get to hear all about his trip to Israel and hanging out with his buddy Uri Geller. Uri Geller.
We always love hearing about trips we weren't allowed to take.
I know, right? Why are we never invited on these things?
I don't know. It's like they think they know we'll like get into trouble or something like that. I don't know.
Well, you know, Uri can. Can sense things, so
I know.
I guess should
have
we bring him?
Have you ever seen him bend a spoon?
What'd you say?
Have you ever seen him bend a spoon?
I have, and Doug was also when we talked to him yesterday. He was telling us how he is bringing a whole bunch back because a lot of people had requested that he bring back bent spoons from Uri, and he said he brought a lot, but to be determined if we get one. We're going to have to.
Why do I feel like Doug with an Uri Geller spoon, he'd actually like eat his porridge up?
I was just thinking that too. Oh my goodness, I was just thinking. I could totally envision him eating cereal or his blueberries or something.
Blueberries. Like he's out of spoons, they're all dirty, so he's like, well, I've got this Uri Geller one, let's go for it.
Exactly. Oh my goodness. Well, coming up with trending, looking at some things that are hot on social media, including a baby announcement and why Demi Moore calls herself, quote unquote, unhinged. That's on the way.
Here's some news for small to mid-sized business owners. A question. Did your business stay open during COVID? If that's the case, at COVIDpayment.com, there's great news. You see, the feds have set aside funds in the CARES Act to reward companies who stayed open during 2020 and 2021. These payments are not loans, and you don't have to pay them back. How do you get your hands on this money? If you had more than five employees on payroll between 2020 and 2021, your company could qualify for you to get $26,000 per employee. Go to COVIDpayment.com. That's right, up to $26,000 per employee. Answer a couple of questions, and then accounting and tax experts at COVIDpayment.com will do all the rest. Nobody knows more about this program than the folks at COVID Payment. If you have five or more employees, let COVIDpayment.com help you get up to $26,000 per employee. Visit COVIDpayment.com.
Baby blues is always good news, and Demi Moore and Bruce Willis have some exciting baby news to share. Well, more so their daughter, Rumor Willis, and her boyfriend, Derek Richard Thomas.
That's a spicy tease.
Yeah, she's pregnant. The couple shared a carousel of different photos with the baby bump on social media, and then Demi Moore reposted it all, and she said she is entering her, this is a direct quote, entering my hot, kooky, unhinged grandma era. I feel like that could be so accurate. She is gorgeous. 60
oh my
years
gosh,
old.
She
this
looks
is the
beautiful.
First grandchild for Demi and Bruce Willis, and then Emma Heming Willis, Bruce's wife, step-grandmother.
And they're all one big happy, which I kind of love.
Yes, they are the cutest blended family. I love them. How we always see photos, even when Demi was married to Ashton, and it's like you could tell that there was true admiration and friendship between everybody.
Well, you know, it's in the age of everybody wanting to, like, have their own team win, and a lot of times parents, like, make it about them rather than the kids. Mm-hmm. Obviously, Demi Moore and Bruce Willis decided to make it about the kids. And who knows if they were always perfect, but, man, they sure show a good lesson for people to be able to come together, especially during the holidays. I think they're, because Bruce has been sick, he's diagnosed with that thing that, like, freezes you, mm-hmm. turns you into a statue. It seems like she's been really around quite a bit. So, you know, how nice is that? They're remembering it's about other stuff rather than their pride.
Yeah, and a lot of times some couples are just better off not being married than when they were married. And
yeah.
That's great to acknowledge it. Oh, I love this family. I love this couple. And congratulations, because babies are amazing. More coming up on Doug Steffens. Good day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, one of the most common questions I get asked is, Warren, how do I keep my cat off the counter or scratching things around the house? So I've come up with a lot of different methods. Everyone works differently, just like every cat is different. Very often what I recommend is you take some double stick tape. You put the double stick tape on your countertop. You blow up a couple of balloons, put the balloons on the double stick tape. This way, when the cat goes to jump on the countertop, guess what's going to happen? Chances are the balloon's going to break and he'll get startled. He won't do it again. But if that doesn't work, even walking on the double stick tape, it's like kitty flypaper. He's not thrilled about that. Some of the other things you may want to try as well is aluminum foil. Very often cats don't like the feel of walking on aluminum foil, so it may be a good idea to take some aluminum foil, crunch it up, and put it in the areas where your cat doesn't want to go. Following these methods can make a difference, but the most important thing you do to prevent your cat from jumping up on things is give him plenty of opportunities and plenty of places of his own to jump on. It'll make all the difference in the world. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Douglas is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
My name is Douglas. I'm 79 and I live in Chicago. I'm a writer, director. I used to be a marathon runner. Now I'm a walker. In the kind of work that I do, you are surrounded by people who are all younger than you. Memory became a factor. As everyone gets older, where did I put my keys? But I had to get help to stay competitive. I happened across Prevagen, and I started taking it. I saw myself having an improved memory, which, at the same time, I felt better about myself. I could not be doing what I'm doing today had it not been for Prevagen.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The Biden administration urged the Supreme Court Tuesday to let the Trump-era Title 42 border policy end, as Republican-led states push to keep it in place, saying the Biden administration is unprepared for an invasion of humanity. As Title 42 remains in place today, the mayor of Rio Grande City, Texas, Joel Villarreal, on News Nation, says Biden has lost his appetite for addressing border security.
This crisis is going to be unsustainable. It is untenable to have these influxes, and especially small municipalities where we don't have the financial resources to address the needs of immigrants coming in.
Lawmakers unveiled Tuesday a wide-ranging $1.65 trillion spending bill for fiscal 2023, with an increase in military and domestic spending, but also includes a lot of pork. Lance Pry, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This song yesterday because Warren is going to be coming on today and joining us. What is the band actually called? I know it's not
the
just
Jingle Dogs. I don't know. If there's anything more than that, Barking Dog.
It's 34 after the hour on Doug Stephens Good Day. I'm Jay Kirshner. She's Jen Horn. Doug will be back before we know it. It is winter time officially today. Today we know is the winter solstice. And then what's the actual time? I have it in my notes. And now, of course, my computer doesn't want to work for me because it's like, haha, try to remember it off the top of your head.
We're not going
to
give it to you. Let's see if mine goes faster.
4:48 p.m. Eastern. That's what it is.
On air Googling with Jen and Jay.
Right? Well, the funny thing is I had it with my notes. And then for some reason, my Pages app on my Apple, it keeps just closing, and I'm like, please stop doing that. I'm trying to do something right now. Read the room, computer.
Exactly. Help me out here.
Well, with winter being officially happening today, kicking off, and shipping companies, Christmas, Hanukkah, all the things, shipping companies are kind of like, we're bracing for harsh weather. It's going to delay things, but also it's just that time of year where if you order anything like coming up maybe a couple days ago or something, It's likely not going to be arriving on time this weekend. However, you have the, like, if you're going to send something out via UPS or FedEx or anything like that, and you do the next day option where it's guaranteed, and they have those, like, priority stuff. But then you could have a $20 gift, and all of a sudden you're paying $120 just to get it there on time.
Yeah, that's the thing. The shipping prices can be $30, $40, $50. It's just a little bit excessive. I had this grand plan that I was going to have all my Christmas shopping done and wrapped before December because my mom was having this double hip replacement surgery, and I knew I was going to be a little more stretched than usual during the holiday season, and so I thought, oh, this is it. Well, I started strong, but then I just kind of gave up halfway through, and now I'm still struggling to wrap everything. I haven't mailed anything to my friends that live out of California, so, you know, I'm garbage, and I just have to beg forgiveness and know that things are coming, things are ordered. I just have to put them in the mail and get them there, and then, you know, Happy New Year.
You're just extending the holiday love.
Well, exactly. That's how I would like the 12 days of Christmas.
There is a part of me that I was almost thinking, because I don't know what I don't know what I was thinking when I was ordering certain gifts, but when I was having shipping, I had everything come to me rather than just automatically go to people.
Yeah.
And I have it all. Everything was finally delivered, but I'm kind of like, you know what? I am just going to wait until after the holidays, wait until after the rush, and then I will send everything out. And I'm letting people know that that's the situation. But a part of me is like, should I just take a picture and send you a text message of what you had? Like,
no, is that, I think you just
what would you what
come.
Would you like? Because you have a gift that's sitting in my room right now.
You have a gift coming too. I don't know.
Would
I
you would, like
I
just, a picture to know what it is, or just
no?
Wait?
When it comes, because the fun is when you open it. And look, you know me. I extend my birthday into a month. Christmas can go as long as you want. So to get a package actually away from the hustle and the bustle of Christmas, I think is totally fine.
Oh, and that gives a good excuse of why to keep Christmas trees up, keep your decorations up, because you might still have gifts coming in.
Exactly. And
you
so,
wait, yeah.
You know, I'll help us out because just, you know, full disclosure, we pull back the layers of the onion here. Jay and some of our friends, we all have this little group together. Maybe what we should do is everybody can kind of keep their gifts, and then we can have a little holiday happy hour between Christmas and New Year's when everybody can kind of open and we can do a quick little Zoom call.
Oh, my gosh, I like that. That will be fun.
And then it's like our own little Christmas party, and then we don't have to, like, freak out that we are all behind the ball.
I like it. We're going to have to do that. Now, I didn't know this when it comes to the delivering of different things like UPS, FedEx. UPS has a full-time staff of meteorologists.
Really?
Yeah.
They
monitor the weather to help create different contingency plans, especially as winter storms develop. And the drivers obviously train to safely make these deliveries, and then they also know which areas it's just not safe to even attempt, and then they'll resume service once conditions permit for those areas. And then, of course, FedEx has contingency plans as well. But, yeah, UPS, they have full-time meteorologists working year-round and really ramp up this time of year.
You know, well, you get those notifications. I don't know if you sign up for FedEx or UPS deliveries, they do send you a letter like, hey, it's going to be snowing in certain areas. It might slow down your delivery. So I guess that makes sense. But I would just think they're like checking their weather bug app.
That's what I thought. Like maybe they're just checking AccuWeather or something and like seeing what's up. But no, they have their own.
Wow. Huh. Impressive.
Yeah.
No shortage of cash. That's for sure. You know, they're in the right business. If you can afford your own team of meteorologists, you're doing things right.
You're doing well.
Yeah.
Definitely doing well. Well, while people are waiting for gifts to be delivered, I'm sure there are a lot of holiday movies being watched. And there's a new poll that actually ranks the most beloved holiday movies ready to watch this season. And a lot of people, it's not even just about watching. It's like straight up binge watching, too. And you have them playing in the background even if you're not watching. And like maybe you are cleaning your house because you're going to have people coming over, or you are in the process of wrapping presents or putting them in gift bags while you have these movies going on in the background, or you are actively watching them.
So, all right, what's your favorite?
My favorite?
Just favorites.
Let's see. Well, of course, Hallmark Channel. I love Elf. I love Love Actually. The Santa Claus movies are cute. Elf probably is the one that, like, if I come across it, I'm sitting down and I'm watching it the rest of the way through.
Yeah, it's a happy movie. I've had
What about you?
Last couple of years because I overdosed. I love Elf, though. I love Elf. I love Christmas Vacation. I love Home Alone. Those are kind of like the three. And Love Actually. But, you know, I love Love Actually so much that I don't just think of it as a Christmas movie. That's kind of like the Cameron Diaz, Kate Winslet one, which I also think is really cute.
Oh, I forgot about that one. The
I watch
that
all year round. Yeah, I don't mean it just at Christmas. So, because it's got like a real storyline. It's not goofy Christmas. So, so I love all of those. I've been watching a ton of Hallmark movies. And I've noticed that other networks are trying to get into the swing. So I watched the Lindsay Lohan special, the Netflix movie. She looked great. And then VH1 had one with, how do you say her name,
Gabourey Sidibe?
Yeah. So they did like a Divas Christmas Carol. Like they did four on VH1. CBS has had their own version of like a Hallmark movie. So it is kind of funny how everybody kind of capitalizes on.
Yeah, and why not? Because
the power of Hallmark in Lifetime.
And the fan base is 100% there. Speaking of the holiday, I totally can't believe I forgot about that movie because I love it. But another one, The Last Holiday with Queen Latifah. Have you seen that one?
Oh, that's a great one. Yes.
I'm not sure if it's necessarily considered a Christmas movie, but it's definitely a wintertime movie.
She's wearing a red dress. It's totally
fine. Yes. That one's a great one. Yep. So on the list, should we start from the top, go to the bottom, or start at number 10?
Let's do number 10. Why not? Start from the
bottom. So number 10 of the most beloved holidays list, Elf.
Yep.
I'm surprised it's not a little higher, but I'm not surprised it's on the list. 27% of people said, like, yes, that's what they need to watch. The Santa Claus coming in at number 9.
Very cute.
National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Mm-hmm.
And who doesn't, like, honestly, who's not quoting National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation every year?
Well, before, not to derail our little chat here, but a headline that popped up in my newsfeed from Fox News today is that a squirrel surprised a North Carolina family by hiding in their Christmas tree. Which is ripped from the headlines. No, it's on Fox News right now. It says one North Carolina family got the Christmas surprise of their life when a squirrel decided to hang out in their home.
That is amazing. And all the more reason to get a fake tree.
Exactly.
7. I forgot to number these, so now I have to actually count myself. White Christmas?
Oh, my gosh.
Have you seen that one?
Yes.
What's that one?
Okay, so it's an older movie where the song White Christmas came from, and it's absolutely fantastic. So is Holiday Inn. I've gotten into this thing where I like to watch one new old movie that I haven't seen during the holidays. So last year we also did Christmas in Connecticut, which is the cutest movie. If you get a chance, like on Christmas Day, you have something, you get Christmas in Connecticut. If you like old movies, fabulous. We watched Holiday Affair this weekend. I kind of dozed during that one because it was a busy week, but I need to rewatch that.
Let's see. Number 6 on the list, A Christmas Story.
I've never seen it. All
no, just turn on TBS.
I can't. Like, I don't like it. There's something about it that just, I lose interest.
Is it one of those ones that you've never seen it and then you kind of like miss the jump and everybody talks about it and it builds up so much and it's just like that's how I feel for The Goonies. I didn't watch The Goonies when I was little. And
I tried
to watch it as an adult and I was just like, no, thank you.
The Christmas Story to me is a boy's movie. It's just always been like a boy movie and I just can't. I've just never been able to watch it. I should watch it as an adult, and now I've just lost interest.
No, I feel like it's probably, you just wouldn't like it at this point. I love it because it's Cleveland-based, and it's just kind of like one of those hometown classics. Number 5 on the list, The Polar Express.
That's cute.
Never saw that one either.
It's good, and it's sweet, and it's got a great, for a cartoon, it's like a great story, and it's, you know, Tom Hanks is awesome. I just think it's a little long. It's a little slow.
It's a little too long.
That train ride is long. Spoiler alert, that train goes a long way to the North Pole.
Number 4 on the list, How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
A classic.
Number 3, Home Alone.
There you go.
Which is a good one. Number 2, A Charlie Brown Christmas.
Oh, gosh, no.
And number 1 on the list, the most beloved movie, Chuck and I were actually talking about this yesterday because I've never seen it, It's a Wonderful Life.
It's a Wonderful Life. Yeah, if you need to, like, jump off of a building, put on It's a Wonderful Life, it's very depressing. It's, you know, I know people watch it, like, on repeat on Christmas Day. I think if you watch it once in your life, it's going to be all right. Like, I don't know. It is a classic, and it's a fabulous movie, but man, oh, man, it's pretty sad.
Well, and then some of the top favorites of the festive season for TV, and now with streaming, it's like if you want to watch any of these, you can go find it. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, Santa Claus is Coming to Town, those classics from before we were children, but still watched into our childhood.
Where the guy wants to be a gay dentist.
Yeah.
And what is it? What's
Friends. Friends, the episode, the one with the holiday armadillo.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I remember
that
that's
one of the favorites to watch on TV. And then a South Park episode called Christmas Snow.
Oh, don't know that one.
Not familiar with that one. And then, of course, this poll also examined favorite holiday characters. Kevin McAllister was number one on the list. And Tim Allen, the Santa Claus.
Tim Allen did a lot of holiday movies, not only the three Santa Claus movies, but also, what was it, Christmas with the Cranks, I think he was in?
Oh, I forgot about that one. That's a good one, too.
Yeah, there was Jingle All the Way. That's a big one, I think, that gets a lot of play.
Wait, which one was Jingle All the Way?
That was the one with Arnold Schwarzenegger, I think, in Sinbad, and they were fighting for the same toy.
Oh, yes. Yeah, okay, I remember that one now. Well, and then the Santa Claus, they've had, what, four? There's the fourth one out now called The Clauses or The Santa Clauses or something?
Yeah, I think Tim Allen did what? He did three of them, and then is there one out this year that's just the kid?
Yeah, there's one streaming right now, and I want to watch it. It looks, I don't know too much about it, but it looks cute in the, like, promo picture that comes up, because it's him, the woman who plays his wife, the son, and then the, I don't know if you call her the stepdaughter, his ex-wife's daughter.
Yeah, the additional child.
The bonus kid. Yeah.
I'd be interested in that one. I think the next couple of days I got to focus on Love Actually. I have to focus on Home Alone. I haven't watched it. And I was thinking instead, in your honor, Home Alone 2, because you say you like it better. And I do.
I really like Home Alone 2. And don't get me wrong, Home Alone is a classic. It is amazing. But there's just something a little bit more special about Home Alone 2, especially when sequels typically don't do anything justice.
So with the bird lady, so I'll have to watch.
Yes, exactly. Well, it's 48 after the hour on Doug Steffens. Good day.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same, but is 90% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hims.com/joy. At Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the biggest brands at 90% off. That's right, get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but 90% cheaper. It's the same medication you get from your doctor, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. That's 4hims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
I miss my baby. Someone stole my baby. By the way, my baby is my landscaping truck that was literally stolen from a job site. Baby, won't you please come home?
Owning a small business isn't always as lovely as it sounds, but with 30-plus customizable coverage options, Progressive Commercial keeps your business humming along. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
I love my sweetheart. By the way, that's my riding lawnmower.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage and discounts not available for all vehicles or states. Policy terms and conditions apply.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding a motorcycle with your crew on the open road. It's a primal, wild freedom. A feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio. Until now. Hit it, sound effects guy! No. Yeah, we really lost our stride at the end there. Get 24/7 roadside assistance with Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Roadside assistance subject to policy terms and limits.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
One of my favorites, Jingle Bells. Especially this little bit of like a jazz bit. 53 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffens. Good day. I'm Jay Kirshner. Doug will be back. Right now it is the farm, family, and food time. Well, we're going to leave the farming to Farmer Doug. You can check out EastleighFarm.com and you can find him on Facebook too, Eastleigh Farms. He has so many good things that pretty much happen year round. He has different markets, but he really, you can really go and see more during the summertime months and spring and fall. But, yeah, definitely check it out, Eastleigh Farms. Some recalls, and they're not all food. Talking toys, talking cars, and, yeah, maybe we will squeeze one food item in there coming up.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding a motorcycle with your crew on the open road. That symphony of engines roaring in perfect harmony. It's a feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio. Until now. Hit it, Jerry. Oh, my word. Really, really terrible. Is that a Glockenspiel, Jerry? Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. No, Jerry. It's over.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.
The danger of a recalled toy under your Christmas tree, it could be a possibility depending on where you bought that toy, especially if it's a secondhand. Apparently more than 24 toys have been recalled this year, which is the most since 2013. But as of early December, at least 8 were still being offered on third-party sellers, which pose a potential danger to families shopping this holiday season. Now, just to be clear, it is illegal to sell recalled products. This is according to an independent government agency, the Consumer Product Safety Commission. Some of the recall toys still listed on sites include the Epoch Everlasting Plays My First Activity Desk, several Blue's Clues Foot to Floor Ride-On Toy, and a Sweets Wonder and Wise Activity Tables designed for standing babies and toddlers. Now, these are being found on sites like eBay and Facebook Marketplace. Again, it is illegal to sell these recalled products, but sometimes maybe people don't realize they are recalled. So if you are buying or have bought any secondhand items, please always check online to see if there has been a recall for that item. I'm going to get this posted so you can see more and exactly what's been recalled in case you have bought any secondhand items this holiday season on Facebook and Instagram. The handle is Good Day Radio Show. On Twitter, it's Good Day On Air. Now, GM, they've recalled over 140,000 Chevrolet Bolt EVs for fire risks. Now, this is because of their carpet. The carpet could catch fire after a crash where a front seatbelt partitioner deploys. So the U.S. automaker said the recall covers various 2017 through 2023 models. It's the Chevrolet Bolt EV, the electric vehicle. Then just due to this rare, like, front seatbelt thing, it exhausts gas coming in contact with the floor carpeting fires after a vehicle crashes. And that's what could cause the fire. So about 120,000 U.S. vehicles, 20,000 Canadian vehicles are impacted in this recall. So if you have one, if you know somebody who has one, make sure they know about this. Also, in the recall, here's a little bit of the food action. More than 6,000 pounds of chicken products sold in Walmart stores nationwide, this is nationwide, are being recalled because of mislabeling. There's an undeclared allergen in there. It is the Mountain View Packaging LLC ready-to-eat crispy chicken with almonds entree. Now, it's not that the almonds are clearly labeled as part of the title, so it's not the almonds that are the problem. The undeclared allergen is like shellfish, because this is made in the same facility where some shellfish, and apparently some of the shellfish could have gotten in there, and it's not been declared on the label. So it's just better to be safe than sorry, because if anybody has a shellfish allergy, like not an intolerance that just hurts your stomach, we're talking an allergy, anaphylactic shock, needs an EpiPen, stuff like this could be very dangerous. If you are missing the farm part of the family farm and food news, we'll just go check out the American Family Farmer. You can hit it up online, AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. You can also find it by going to our website, GoodDayShow.com, where it's kind of like the one-stop shop. You can find all of Doug's information, but you can find past radio shows that we turn into podcasts. Every past radio show, it gets turned into a podcast. Again, it's AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. It's 58 after the hour.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.